From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hi, everybody. This is amazing. I'm so excited to be here. You've been to Austin before, right?
I have, many times. Yeah, I love Austin, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've learned so many things. You know, we do a little bit of research as we come to any city. Like, we both know Austin a bit, but I found out new things. Obviously, I know this is a great place for music. Also, the O. Henry pun-off competition happens here. And you have no professional sports teams except soccer. It is like Ask Me Another if it were a city, basically. And we have a great show for you. We have four brilliant contestants. They are backstage right now bragging to each other about how much they rent their places for during South by Southwest. And soon they'll be up here playing some nerdy games, and one of them will be our big winner. Hey, so, our special guest on our show is Matthew McConaughey. You might know him from being extremely famous. You know, people talk about the McConaissance, right? That's when he just was in a slew of highly acclaimed movies, televisions, won an Oscar. But he's followed that up with the McConaughey. How did we get him on Ask Me Another? What's your favorite Matthew McConaughey project?
I really loved him in Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I grew up in a town called Dirtbag, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And it's not called Dirtbag, Connecticut. It was a lovely town, but like, I felt like watching that movie, I was like, I know that guy. Like, I know four guys
right.
who are exactly
yeah.
like that guy that I grew up with.
And two of them are named Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone has like an entry point, I would say. Like, if you're really into rom-coms, of course, you know him from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. If you're really into dramas, you know him from Dallas Buyers Club. I wasn't huge with the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's some people's favorite. It's just a little weird for me because I don't mean to brag, but I've done it in like 2 hours, you know, so let's play some games, everybody. Our first game is about famous moments in nudity. Oh, yeah. Mine happened in high school when this guy saw me naked from only the waist down. Donald Duck style. That is like being quadruply naked, okay? Anyway, let's meet our contestants. First up, Letty Leal Evans. You're a library associate at the Austin Public Library.
Yes!
Letty, you're also in a bunch of bands.
Yes, I am in a bunch of bands.
Including a Van Halen cover band?
Yes.
You're the lead singer?
I am the David Lee Roth. You see my pants?
Oh, yeah. What are a couple of your favorite songs to sing?
I like Ain't Talking About Love mm-hmm. a lot. I really like Hot for Teacher. That one is tiring, and if I have the energy and it's the floor's right, I will end it with a split.
Whoa! Okay.
But I'm nowhere as flexible as Diamond Dave. Maybe Diamond Dave now.
Okay. Maybe even Diamond Dave now. Letty, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Natasha Baker Bradley. You're an attorney in Austin who reviews DNA.
Yes.
I know. It's very sexy. I'm sure because of that you just get asked stupid questions about the television show CSI all the time.
I'm actually pretty new. You're my first person asking
okay,
that question.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you about that. But I do know from knowing a little bit about you that after a crime lab was shut down in Austin, you became part of a task force to deal with the aftermath of that. So tell us about that.
Basically, I think it's fundamental that we want fair trials.
Yes.
Potentially some false evidence was presented, so we're just going back all through it to make sure it's all good evidence. And if it wasn't, they get a new trial.
You're going through all DNA.
Yep.
It's like real.
Super real.
It's like a real job.
Coincidentally, yeah. At the library, I also work with a lot of different kind of DNA.
That's right. And I imagine a lot of it is guilty. Natasha, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Letty and Natasha, whoever has more points after two games will go to the final round. Austin is known for its amazing culture, amazing food, and one thing in particular also got our attention, Hippie Hollow. Hippie Hollow is the only public park in the state of Texas that is officially clothing optional. So when I walked through the Alamo naked a few days ago, technically that was not allowed. So that inspired us to create a game about famous moments in nudity. And if you can believe it, we wrote this before we knew Matthew McConaughey was going to be on our show. Ring in to answer, and here we go. According to legend, in the 11th century, the Countess of Mercia asked her husband to stop taxing citizens so heavily. He said, sure, if she'd ride a horse through the marketplace naked. She called his bluff in the buff. Natasha.
Lady Godiva?
Yes, that is correct.
When this grunge band sang Come As You Are, they could have been referring to the naked baby trying to grab a dollar bill on the cover of their album, Nevermind. Letty.
Nirvana.
Yeah, you got it.
And just to make everyone feel how time has passed, if they were to recreate that album cover right now, that baby, his name is Spencer Eldon. We would see a photo of a 30-year-old naked man swimming after $1.88. In the 1800s, a replica of this famous Michelangelo statue was given to Queen Victoria. She was apparently so scandalized by its nakedness, the museum made a plaster fig leaf to hide its genitals. Letty.
David.
That is right, yeah.
In Stockholm in 2015, this Fly Away singer's fly went away when his leather pants split apart on stage. Letty.
Lenny Kravitz.
That's right. From the bubbly joy in your voice, I take it you've seen the video.
I've seen the pic. Yes, yeah. I... More than once.
This is your last clue. Unlike most companies, this one's been using progressively less sex appeal. The 1971 version of its logo featured a topless, two-tailed mermaid siren. The logo was revised several times since then, first covering her breasts with her hair and then eliminating her belly button. Letty.
Starbucks.
Yeah, that's right. Starbucks. Get rid of her belly button. It's too hot.
Mermaid's belly button, too sexy
yeah.
for coffee.
I can't look at my coffee and think of, like, umbilical cords.
When you put it that way, it seems less sexy.
That's right. All right, great game, and Letty is in the lead.